Hello, this is Mark Pollock from markpollock.com, and I'm just out on the Team Daft yacht, daft.com. I'm here with Mick Liddy, and our reserve skipper Ian Travers is just about to arrive. We're going to go out and do some, a photo shoot. There's a helicopter going up, and we've got a photographer, a professional photographer up there, and hopefully a guy who's going to take some video as well. So we're 2 days out from the race. Things are hotting up, everyone's getting very, very excited, nervous, although I'm not nervous. Mick's certainly not nervous, he never seems to get nervous, but everyone in the team's getting quite excited about the whole thing, and Mick has just popped his head out of the cockpit here. So Mick, how have you been getting on over the last few days? You've been working like a Trojan on the boat, and we passed the safety check.
Yeah, it was great to get the safety check out of the way, so obviously that gives us the confidence going, knowing the boat is 100%. So literally all there is to now is just enjoy the run-up to the race. We, as Mark said, we have the helicopter photo shoot, which is a bit of fun, and hopefully get some great photographs for Daft from that, for a Candor they're hoping to produce next year. And I know we get to do a little bit of sailing, which is always fun. So looking forward to actually heading down to Wicklow, where there's a big party on for the weekend, the Sail Fest. So looks like the weather's going to be great for that. Not sure how great it's going to be for sailing, but it should be spectacular to see us all off on Sunday.
So if you want to track us, if you want to track exactly where we are in the race against the other competitors, if you want to go to facebook.com/teamdaft, or I think if you go to straight to daft.com, you'll be able to link through. But do a search on Facebook for Team Daft, and you can follow us on these audio booths, videos, and we'll be posting updates right around Ireland. So 2 days to go, and we'll keep plenty of reports coming through.